This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely today to the tune of about 60%. Not a sure thing, but a good likelihood. High today in the low 70s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, isolated showers in our forecast, overnight low in the low 50s, just a 20% chance of rain. That's not so bad. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of about 80 degrees. We'll have more clouds coming back for your weekend. Where will Carrboro put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? That question has been unanswered for quite some time. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carrboro Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carrboro Town Government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carrboro from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the county library in Carrboro and the town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the county commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
NAACP protesters, including some from right here in Chapel Hill, say the wave of civil disobedience won't stop until they feel their voices have been heard by the state General Assembly. More than 50 people have been arrested already, and more may follow. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at a rally last night and has more on the story.
In the face of 500,000 people not getting health care, where is your voice now? In the face of unemployed workers becoming hurt more, where is your voice now?
That's NAACP North Carolina State Chapter President William Barber. Participants prayed, held a candlelit vigil, and sang several songs together. Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP members took part in the rally, including Bishop Larry Reed of the Cathedral Hope Mission Church in Carrboro. Reed was arrested last Monday during an NAACP protest.
Not only a regathering, but a regrouping, better understanding of what we're trying to make happen, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience. We have a lot of new people that are coming out to support us. A lot of new people are ready to stand with us.
One of those new faces included Chapel Hill resident Bert Gerganis.
It's not that hard to stand up and say, I've had enough.
He was there as a concerned citizen and also to represent the organization Occupy Health and Wellness NC. Gerganis is a general contractor in Carrboro. His business is Space Builders Construction Company.
They're trying to roll back the regulations for our environmental protections, which to me are the foundation of good life.
He also believes that this recent wave of state legislation is regressive.
What I see happening in our state is antithetical to democracy and to good sense.
Reed says that with each protest, people from a wider range of backgrounds are showing up.
People continually misunderstand what the fight is about. The fight is really about the people.
Reed says state legislation, from restrictions on voting rights to budget cuts in public education to the rejection of federally funded Medicaid expansion, could affect a large number of North Carolinians.
Take a strong look at what the legislation is putting out. When you look deeper and deeper, you find that it really is cutting at the core of humanity.
Another noteworthy attendee was one of the state legislator's own, North Carolina Senator Earlene Parman of Forsyth County.
Yes, fired up! Fired up! We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Barber says there will be another protest outside the General Assembly this coming Monday, and more arrests are likely to come. To see pictures from last night's rally and for more information of the upcoming NAACP protests, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners voted last night to delay the next property revaluation, despite some evidence that the housing market is on the rebound. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Orange County Commissioners voted last May to delay the next property tax revaluation until 2015, it was because there were too few home sales in the county to provide accurate data on market values. But tax administrator Dwayne Brinson told the board last night that the market is on the mend.
4 years removed from rebound, it's pretty good numbers there. The quantity of sales is improving. In 2010, we had 1,236 qualified sales. 2011, we had 995 qualified sales. And in 2012, we're back up to 1,306 qualified sales.
Still, he advised commissioners to delay the revaluation once again, this time until 2017, because assessed values and market values are so close right now that a reappraisal would be unlikely to yield new information.
In my opinion, by the time we were to do a 2015 reval, tax assessments and market value would be practically one and the same. So we would have roughly no change in tax assessments.
The board agreed, voting 6-1 to push the revaluation back 2 more years. Earl McKee cast a lone vote against the delay last year, and he did so again last night.
We should have stayed on that 4-year cycle to now, again, 1 year later, move it back. Will further strengthen the perception that we're avoiding revaluation in order to avoid revaluing in a down market.
By state law, the county must perform a revaluation every 8 years. Prior to the real estate slump, the county had been operating on a 4-year schedule, with the last reassessment taking place in 2009. Commissioners agreed to reinstate the 4-year schedule after the 2017 revaluation. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will move ahead with a plan to update the town's land use ordinances when the council meets tonight. The council will review the timeline for the implementation phase of the Chapel Hill 2020 process. This year-long phase will involve public comment sessions as well as input from consultants. Proposed changes to the land use management ordinance will focus on neighborhood conservation districts, stormwater regulations, signage, and the future focus areas outlined in the comprehensive plan. The council will meet tonight at 6 o'clock in the Chapel Hill Public Library meeting room. The United States Postal Service has decided not to move its Timberline office after careful consideration, according to spokesperson Monica Coachman-Robbs.
The Postal Service is reaching a permanent agreement with the landlord regarding the current space, and so we're looking at reconfiguring the space. The plan is still to move the carriers out of the post office at Timberline into the Carrboro Post Office, but that would not take place until later in the summer or early fall.
The evaluation of the space was done as part of a nationwide process in the attempts of saving money for the Postal Service. The building in the Timberline Shopping Center is 11,000 square feet. The amount of space needed once the carriers are moved out is only 2,500 square feet. With the agreement that was reached, the current space will be modified to only have retail services such as the post office boxes and the purchase counter. Coachman Rob says it should have little to no effect on the customers' everyday use when those changes take place.
Everything would remain basically as it is now. The changes that will happen behind the scenes would simply involve the carriers moving, but regarding delivery to our customer in Chapel Hill, there'd be no changes expected with that move, even when it happens. And as far as the retail modifications, there'd be no changes to retail access while that's going on.
Recently, some Chapel Hill residents have received notices in their mail that due to the recent high volume of mail in the area, delivery could be slightly delayed. Coachman Rob says this has nothing to do with any changes, and in fact, it's a good sign.
That's just a good sign that there has been a higher volume of mail than normal, and so as we're receiving that mail into the offices, some of our carriers are getting out a little later than they normally would, but that's certainly good news for the Postal Service. A lot of it is a result of some new agreements that we're making with our customers.
She says a lot of the small business customers are taking advantage of some deals, like a new program called Every Door Direct Mail the post office currently has to offer. WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right at the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Now, with your morning traffic, is he going to see the glass half full or half empty? We don't know yet. Here's Rand Northam.
I try to always see the glass half full.
You do. I'll give you credit for that.
I try.
So do I. I guess
good.
That's why we get along so well.
That's right. Well, right now, traffic has been moving fairly smoothly this morning, throughout this morning, and right now still doing fairly well, but NC-54 eastbound and westbound seeing some delays right now between 15501 and I-40. 15501 northbound between NC-86 and Manning Drive seeing some slowdowns right now as well. Otherwise, things moving just fine. I-40 not reporting any delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and we always ask you to do that safely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a pretty optimistic forecast, I think, for
not too bad
the roadways out there. Let's see what that holds in store for us with the weather this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is 53 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, showers and thundershowers likely in the afternoon. Well, 60% chance of it anyway. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower. Low overnight in the low 50s, only a 20% probability. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high around 80. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 58. Then on Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of rain, and the high in the low 80s. That's as warm as we're going to get. Friday night, we'll have a low about 60 with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday, a cloudy day with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high in the upper 70s. Saturday night, we'll get down to 62 or so. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thundershowers and the high in the low 70s.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
And good morning to you. It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. A bill narrowing eligibility for North Carolina's pre-kindergarten program is headed to the state Senate after getting final House approval yesterday. The House passed the bill Tuesday with some changes. Representative Justin Burr of Albemarle suggested lifting income eligibility in his bill from the federal poverty rate to 130% of the poverty level. Governor Pat McCrory suggested the same line in his own budget. The previous cap was set at twice the federal poverty rate of about $19,500 for a family of three. Supporters of the bill have argued the bill lowers eligibility to better reflect what the state can handle. Opponents say the state is neglecting poor children who already start off with a disadvantage. A provision giving administrative duties to local pre-K agencies was delayed until July of 2014. A bill exempting North Carolina's judges and clerks of court from limits on where they can carry concealed weapons has passed the House. The bill passed the House yesterday with a little opposition. The vote followed a heated debate for another House bill expanding where concealed weapon permit holders can carry or store their pistols. That bill opens the door to carry or store weapons in restaurants where alcohol is sold, greenways, walking paths, and locked cars on public college campuses. The bill passed later adds judges and clerks of court to a list of those who are exempt from limits on where they can carry concealed weapons. That list includes district attorneys, assistant district attorneys, police officers, and others. The bill now heads to the Senate for its approval there. And news around town this morning. Orange County Public Library has introduced Encore as its new cataloging system. All from one location, you can now search the library's print, digital, and audiovisual collections. It also gives enhanced details such as summaries, reviews, and excerpts when available. For more on Encore or the Orange County Public Library system, visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelbro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Carolina Ophthalmology. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The number one UNC baseball team leaned in a four-run first inning last night to outlast James Madison at Boschheimer Stadium. The Heels took it 9-5. That was the final score. Head coach Mike Fox called it a sloppy game on both sides after a lackluster relief pitching performance. In the first inning, Carolina jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead after RBI singles from Colin Moran and Parks Jordan on top of a two-run double from Cody Stubbs. Freshman Landon Lassiter led the Heels, going 3-for-3 at the plate with two runs scored and three RBIs. Stubbs also drove in three. Junior left-hander Hobbs Johnson claimed the win. He allowed just one hit and struck out four, but he walked five. Johnson improves to 4-0 on the year. The Dukes would get to the UNC bullpen in the seventh inning when they sent nine players to the plate. They batted around the order, and Carolina walked four. In that inning, a wild pitch scored a James Madison runner, tallying five runs for the Dukes. But Tate Parrish came on and struck out Matt Tenaglia to end James Madison's run. Lassiter pushed the lead back out to four when he sent a two-run double to right, scoring Jordan and Chaz Frank at the bottom of the seventh. The Heels are now 24-1 in non-conference action this season, a record of 43-4 overall for Carolina's baseball team. Carolina will host James Madison once again tonight, 6 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL. The men's basketball Final Four is moving to cable beginning next season, the 2013-2014 season. TBS will carry the Final Four, while CBS will still host a national championship game on its airwaves. However, in 2016, the two networks will begin alternating the championship game in an agreement made through 2024. In 2010, a 14-year broadcast agreement was signed between CBS Sports and Turner Sports. This amendment comes on the heels of the most watched NCAA tournament in 19 years. According to Nielsen, 10.7 million people watched this year's tournament, which is 11% more than in 2012. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Take a guess at how many UNC athletic teams are still competing on graduation weekend. All of them. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If you follow Olympic sports at Carolina, and thousands of fans do, you need a flow chart and some Advil to figure out which teams and athletes are playing where and when. Besides the top-ranked Tar Heel baseballers' crucial weekend series at Georgia Tech, there is almost too much to figure out, including how three seniors on that team are going to attend commencement Sunday morning and then get back to Atlanta for the 1 p.m. first pitch. Does the Concord still fly? They must be having a separate graduation for athletes because a lot of them are in action Sunday, like the number 3-seeded women's lacrosse team in its 9th straight NCAA tournament, playing the winner of Friday's High Point Loyola match. At least it's here, but those seniors must be carrying their sticks under their gowns. The men's NCAA lacrosse champs and number 5 NCAA seed face Lehigh Saturday, also in Chapel Hill, so those Tar Heel seniors can graduate without a conflict. No way they lose that game unless C.J. McCollum, who hung 30 on Duke in the 2012 NCAA Upset of the Year, at least with Tar Heel Nation, also plays lacrosse for the Mountain Hawks. Don't think so. Both the men's and women's golf teams are in their NCAA regional tourneys, the men out in Tempe, Arizona, and the women at Auburn University, where I hope the smell of synthetic marijuana that half the Auburn football team uses isn't wafting through the air. Trust me, playing golf stoned is no fun. Our women's tennis team is enjoying its 9th straight trip to the NCAA tournament under coach Brian Kalbas, and we all know how the indoor national champion Tar Heels did this season. Question is, can they win it all outdoors as well, beginning their regional here on Friday and Saturday? Hope the senior ladies love their way right into the graduation ceremony Sunday. The men did not make the NCAA tourney, but Hesben Hess Olsen earned an individual bid, UNC's 5th straight and 19 in Coach Sam Paul's career. I'm about out of time, but the softball, rowing, and track and field teams are all competing somewhere this weekend. I think softball and rowing are at ACC tournaments at Florida State and Clemson, but if you look it up and can figure out where the track and field men and women are doing and where they're doing it, please get back to me. I'm sure their coaches know, which is really all that matters. This is our chance, Key. See ya.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryant has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryant performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryant is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryant will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori, or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Oh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
It is 8:27 at WCHL, 28, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to sit down with Deepak to talk about upcoming shows, musicals, concerts, and a lot more coming up this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on WCHL. You can see Sister Act. Go to DeepakNC.com for all the details. Deepak brings an entertainment experience like no other in the region. Remember, Saturday morning at 11 o'clock and Sunday morning also at 11 o'clock right here on WCHL.
Moms deserve the best, and there's nothing better than celebrating over a special meal. That's why Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro will be open for dinner this year on Mother's Day, this Sunday, the 12th of May. Come toast your mom and maybe your beaming graduate with flavorful contemporary American cooking and stylish wines from around the world. Glass Half Full reservations can be made by calling 919-967-9784. Your mom deserves the best at Glass Half Full.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off, either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, my WCHL. And this weather report is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inn. They have a special every day of the week at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Today, it's the Daily Special. It's Wonderful Wednesday. Get a Crossroads Classic Burger or Chicken Sandwich and a draft beer for $12. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, Daily Specials at Carolina Inn. All right, it is 53 degrees in Chapel Hill. Very cloudy to start this morning. Mostly cloudy all day. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. A 60% chance of rain, though. High today in the low 70s. Actually, be a fairly nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or two. Overnight low in the low 50s, 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of about 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. On Friday, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the low 80s. Now, your weekend looks like it could be rather cloudy. Friday night, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low about 60. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of the wet stuff and the high in the upper 70s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with the low in the low 60s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms, high in the low 70s. Sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? Right now, it is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler, and it is also 53 degrees in Hillsboro.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel
CBS
station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Many unanswered questions surrounding the kidnapping of three women for as long as 10 years at a house in Cleveland. WOIO-TV's Bill Sappho says three men are in custody after the women and a girl escaped. Were suspicions aroused regarding those three men?
There were some family members were suspicious. They didn't have the evidence. They didn't have the proof to do anything about
it. There's word that the six-year-old girl who was found was born at that house, owned by suspect Ariel Castro. WOIO-TV's Ed Gallick.
We went to Castro's mother's home. A young woman told us Castro used to show a picture of the baby, now six.
He had a picture of the child and said that it was his girlfriend's baby. He's almost like showing off his child.
The women told police they eventually were allowed to live on a second floor. Amanda Berry says she broke out when Castro left a big inside door unlocked.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, 54 degrees. High today, about 72, 73, 60% chance of rain. NAACP protesters, including some from here in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro community, say the wave of civil disobedience won't stop until they feel their voices have been heard by the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 50 people have already been arrested, and more may follow. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at a rally last night and has more on this story.
In the face of 500,000 people not getting health care, where is your voice now? In the face of unemployed workers becoming hurt more, where is your voice now?
That's NAACP North Carolina State Chapter President William Barber. Participants prayed, held a candlelit vigil, and sang several songs together. Chapel Hill, Carrboro NAACP members took part in the rally, including Bishop Larry Reed of the Cathedral Hope Mission Church in Carrboro. Reed was arrested last Monday during an NAACP protest.
Not only a regathering, but a regrouping, better understanding of what we're trying to make happen, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience. We have a lot of new people that are coming out to support us. A lot of new people are ready to stand with us.
One of those new faces included Chapel Hill resident Bert Gerganis.
It's not that hard to stand up and say, I've had enough.
He was there as a concerned citizen and also to represent the organization Occupy Health and Wellness NC. Gerganis is a general contractor in Carrboro. His business is Space Builders Construction Company.
They're trying to roll back the regulations for our environmental protections, which to me are the foundation of good life.
He also believes that this recent wave of state legislation is regressive.
What I see happening in our state is antithetical to democracy and to good sense.
Reed says that with each protest, people from a wider range of backgrounds are showing up.
People continually misunderstand what the fight is about. The fight is really about the people.
Reed says state legislation, from restrictions on voting rights to budget cuts in public education to the rejection of federally funded Medicaid expansion, could affect a large number of North Carolinians.
Take a strong look at what the legislation is putting out. When you look deeper and deeper, you find that it really is cutting at the core of humanity.
Another noteworthy attendee was one of the state legislator's own, North Carolina Senator Earlene Parman of Forsyth County.
Yes, fired up! Fired up! We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Barber says there will be another protest outside the General Assembly this coming Monday, and more arrests are likely to come. To see pictures from last night's rally and for more information of the upcoming NAACP protests, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Where will Carrboro put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? That has been a point of discussion for a long time. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has the latest details.
The Carrboro Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carrboro Town Government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is, and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carrboro from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the county library in Carrboro and the town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the county commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will move ahead with a plan to update the town's land use ordinances when the council meets tonight. The council will review the timeline for the implementation phase of the Chapel Hill 2020 process. This year-long phase will involve public comment sessions as well as input from consultants. Proposed changes to the Land Use Management Ordinance, otherwise known as LUMO, will focus on neighborhood conservation districts, stormwater regulations, signage, and the future focus areas outlined in the comprehensive plan. That meeting meets tonight. Starts tonight at 6 o'clock in the Chapel Hill Public Library meeting room. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Quinn is here.
Richard Quinn, the tight end. No, not that one. Richard Quinn, Fifth Season Gardening Company in Carrboro. How you doing this morning, Richard?
I'm doing great, Ron. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
It's always good to be here.
You're looking good. You feel good.
I do feel good.
Lots of exciting things going on. I would imagine that springtime is a very busy time for you.
Exceptionally hectic, absolutely. But it's an exciting time for us, our favorite time of year.
Listen, I know that you specialize in organic gardening,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much more to your business. I mean, you can learn how to homebrew. There's hydroponics, all kinds of urban do-it-yourself products. Tell us about some of the things you do over there.
Well, like you said, in addition to organic gardening, we're focusing more and more on people who are interested in doing things for themselves. You know, people who like to make their own cheese, make their own vinegar, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, beer making is becoming more and more popular. As a matter of fact, some good friends of ours who were customers for years just opened their brewery right in front of our store, Steel Spring Brewery. So, you know, some people take these hobbies of theirs and try to turn them into commercial enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always nice to see. It's nice to see people doing these things.
What's the name of the brewery again?
Steel String Brewery.
Cool.
Terrific beer. Great guys.
Cool. Now, nobody cares the amount of organic gardening supplies that you guys have at Fifth Season. Organic seeds, plant starts, soil, fertilizer, pest control, the whole gamut is there at Fifth Season Gardening Company.
That's absolutely right. The real key about organics is soil health, is building up soil health, and we can help you do that. We can
mm-hmm.
look at your soil and help you make it so that you know your plants will thrive and produce and your yields will be larger and you don't have to put chemicals in the soil, which ultimately kills soil, which makes it hard to grow plants in the future. So,
when you first went into business, what did you set out to do?
Well, believe it or not, we started in the hydroponics business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was an English professor for a while. I taught part-time at UNC, and it was more of a hobby of mine than anything else. And we thought that we were just going to do hydroponics forever and ever, and we opened up a little store over in Durham. And what we wanted to do is really teach people a new way to garden. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can grow indoors if you want. You can take we sell, for example, some little orange trees that you can put in a pot outside and then bring it indoors for winter and put it under a light, and it'll continue to thrive. You know,
yeah.
So we really wanted people to understand that gardening wasn't just something you did in the spring and walked away from. You could do it all year round.
Richard Quinn, always on the cutting edge. And I know that when you've started out with that and you've gone to expand to, so people can brew their own beer, you got the hops, the yeast, everything that folks need, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The homebrewing business is becoming more and more fun for us because there are more and more products that are out there. There are more people interested in it, and beer in general is just becoming like wine for a lot of people. There's
mm-hmm.
connoisseurs and tasters, and you can go into restaurants, and they have pairings now with meals and beer, and that's an exciting time to be in the homebrew business.
Well, it's always great to do business with the local folks, and of course, Fifth Season Gardening Company is locally owned, but you have done quite a lot of growing in the last few years, right?
We have, yeah. We have five stores now. Our most recent one's in Charlottesville, Virginia, but the others are in Asheville, Greensboro, and down in Raleigh, and I live about a mile down the road from here. I live real close to here, and this is a place I call home, and I'm happy to be here, but you know, you got to keep moving. It keeps you from you know, getting old too fast.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that. But it's always cool to be in Carrboro, and this is one of the cool businesses in Carrboro, Fifth Season Gardening Company. If somebody wants to find out more about your business before they come see you, how do they do that?
Well, a couple ways. Obviously, the internet's the best way. FifthSeasonGardening.com, it's all spelled out, has most of the information that you need. You're also welcome to call us at 919-932-7600, or just stop in. We're right across the street from Open Eye Cafe and right behind Glass Half Full, like you said, in the same building with them. So,
you want to join me for the theme song?
Are you going to sing it?
Come on down, Fifth Season.
Come
on down, Fifth Season. Gardening Company.
Yep.
Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum. Bum, bum.
Those are our old friends from Big Fat Gap.
Yeah.
Recorded that for us way
great.
Back in the day.
Mr. Andrews did that, I'm sure. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. Always good to see you. Fifth Season Gardening Company is right on Greensboro Street, right behind Glass Half Full.
That's right. Same building, right behind.
Yep. So, you know, everybody go see Richard, and you can talk to him about anything from football to beer making to gardening to hydroponics. You name it. It's all there at Fifth Season.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
Thanks so much, man. Good to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels.
Great Outdoor Provision Company is celebrating the women's active lifestyle this month with Prana Sportswear and our Girls Night Out event. Join us tomorrow for an evening of inspiration from Carborough resident Sage Roundtree, a Prana athlete and yoga professional. Great Outdoor Provision Company is committed to the lifestyle of the woman athlete. You'll find Prana's performance fabrics and beautiful clean styling to be a spring favorite. Drop by the shop and see what's new for spring. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center. Learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
Good morning. It is 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a Welsh-born American citizen. Not everyone is comfortable welcoming strangers. Our current world is full of real and imagined dangers, and it becomes increasingly difficult to distinguish good from bad. But not to keep an open mind and an open heart makes us all poorer for not taking the risk of engaging with strangers or people with whom we are unfamiliar. In a recent conversation with two young refugee teenagers, I asked them if they had any American friends or had ever been invited to an American home. They both answered no. Shortly thereafter, we had the Boston bombings, when someone just a few years older than these young people allegedly took out his anger on many who were similar to students with whom he had studied. And so how do we engage with, and yes, welcome strangers, and make them feel at home here in the USA? Are we really a melting pot or simply a gathering of ethnic groups bound by laws and the American Constitution? Crossing cultural barriers is both challenging and exciting, and clearly needs to be done if everyone in this nation is to go forward in the spirit of peace, trust, and unity. So think about how you could make a difference to your life as well as somebody else's by reaching out. In doing so, you will make this nation more of a melting pot, more inclusive, and less suspicious of people regarded as the others in our midst. I am co-chair of the Community Dinner Committee. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station, bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Things have been moving along pretty well all morning long. When the traffic is concerned, and during the day, anytime, you can call us in the newsroom and let us know if you experience any kind of an unusual delay or witness any accidents out there. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. But right now, everything is moving along pretty well, in spite of some of the usual delays, but nothing really out of the ordinary happening this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill Carrboro and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you'd like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine, and you can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. It is 55 degrees, finally warming up just a little bit, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, 60% chance of that happening, probably in the afternoon if we get rain. High today in the low 70s, tonight partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s, tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high of about 80 degrees, tomorrow night clear with a low in the upper 50s, then on Friday partly sunny, 20% chance of rain, and the high in the low 80s. For your weekend, on Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 60, on Saturday, a cloudy day with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high in the upper 70s. Low Saturday night in the low 60s. And then on Sunday, still cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms possibly with a high in the low 70s. So not great weather, but it certainly could be a lot worse. 8:51, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Live smart, live well, live large at the Boom Blast Lifestyle Expo, Thursday, May 16th from 10 to 3 at Galloway Ridge in Farrington Village between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill. Attend information sessions on subjects relevant to you, what to expect from Medicare and Medicaid, ease your phone communication for the hearing impaired, knee and hip replacement options, advanced planning, admission is free, easy parking, promotional items, contests, and snacks. Don't miss it on Thursday, May 16th at Galloway Ridge at Farrington. Presented by Boom Magazine, the lifestyle resource for today's active adult.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. The victims of car crashes and cancer patients are but a few. The need is urgent, and it never goes away.
We're Adventure Crew 9, and we invite you to give the gift of life at our third blood drive this year on Friday, May 10th, from 3:30 to 8 p.m. at Orange United Methodist Church.
It's easy to make your appointment at redcross.org using sponsor code CHAPELHILL. That's one word. Every blood donation can save up to 3 lives.
Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
You know, the inimitable Wayne Pond joins us every morning just before 8 o'clock and has a word of the day. What is today's word? It's a 7-letter word. It begins with a P. And if you can call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the definition, then I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? The word of the day, call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bill Malega is a veteran history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. We caught up with Bill last week at the Teacher's First Breakfast. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Along with being like a pseudo assistant principal at times and part of a leadership group to really channel and help Chapel Hill High School grow with another new principal incoming, teach 4 different classes. I teach freshman, standard world history, 2 classes of AP World History, and then 4 classes of Great American Conflicts on the Civil War and World War II, so I can help see the students grow from freshmen to seniors, kind of, you know, help them along, which is great if you get somebody that you're really attached to. Always trying to be innovative. We just finished making our 4th documentary. We read a book by Alex Kershaw, The Bedford Boys, about a town up the road in Virginia. I actually got him to come to the high school to meet our students, and it's about a town in Virginia that was wiped out on D-Day, and so we followed their trail from London to the small remote town of Ivy Bridge, England, where they went lights out. We got to meet people that knew them. And it was seeing this little small English village come alive and so appreciative of our students being there. And then we got to go onto the beach at the exact moment when the soldiers landed with Alex Kershaw walking us through his novel. And then we went up and had a special ceremony in the American Cemetery. And so our students are part of a class that takes my history class, goes to an English class and reads that novel. Then they go to a web design class and use green screens and video and audio to make a movie. So always trying to stay on the cutting edge, be a little fresh, and give our students the whole well-rounded experience, which makes our school district special.
Gee, can you tell Bill Malega is excited about what he does? Bill, I always enjoy talking to you. I wish we had a couple of hours.
Amen. Anytime.
You do such exciting stuff in the classroom, and thank you so much for being a teacher. Yeah.
Bill Malega, outstanding history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning, and thank you so much to Leslie Sutherland of Carborough, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Puckish. P-U-C-K-I-S-H, puckish. It means impish or whimsical or mischievous. Puckish. That's our word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond. And Leslie Sutherland gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you tomorrow, bright and early, at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Pulmonology.
Gastro what?
I can't say that.
These are big words for kids to say, even bigger for them to handle. That's why we salute the real-life superheroes that make North Carolina Children's Hospital the super hospital it is. Ranked in 10 of 10 clinical categories by U.S. News and World Report, and highest in the state in pulmonology, gastroenterology, and cancer. North Carolina Children's Hospital is really proud of its number one ranking, with those that matter most.
Like me. Like me.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off, either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for events and parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.